You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Sun, an episodic audio drama created by me, Brad Forenza. This year, we have a holiday mini-series for you where each episode builds upon the last. So, let's zoom back in on planet Earth. Let's settle ourselves in a snowy mountain region, perhaps, where a freshly fallen snow surrounds a modest family home, and transition is in the air. Have you found us yet? Inside the house, Bibi, the family matriarch, drifts in and out of consciousness. Once you've painted this picture with your mind's eye, you've arrived in the imaginative world of Around the Sun. This is our season 3 prologue starring Estelle Parsons as Bibi, with the vocal stylings of Francois Clemens.
Life moves very slowly up here on our mountain. It always has. Even now, amidst all the development, every day is a slower drip than the last. Just ask the pine trees. They're the only living things that have been up here longer than our family. Don't get me wrong, though. Progress is natural. And I miss looking down at all the activity, especially in winter when the tourists come to make memories with their children. Oh, even my children and their children still come back to the mountain on occasion. And at the back end, that's what's important, right? Family, legacy, laughter and love. We built our lives on this mountain, my husband and I. Of course, that was many years ago, before they built the resort. We couldn't afford to move up here today. But our roots on this mountain run as deep as the pines. He's been gone a long time now. But lately, he's been coming back to me. But only in my dreams. Dreams from which I'd rather not wake, because when I dream, I am free. Please take me with you, I ask, when I sense he's starting to pull away. But he kisses me softly and says, it's not my time. But it's getting close. I can feel it. I'm ready. I just hope they're ready too. I worry about them, you know. Are they safe? Are they happy? Did I love them too much or not enough? And when I finally fade out, will they know I tried my best? I don't want them to hurt. And I don't want to go on hurting.
I hope.
Wait a minute.
Alleluia.
Here he comes again.
My home.
He always did love holidays on the mountain.
Alleluia.
Maybe this is it.
River of
Maybe I'll wake up with him again on the other side of the mountain somewhere. Maybe this dream will be infinitely deeper and purer and richer and freer.
It's just the body, but not the soul.
He reaches for me and pulls my soul to the fringes of the physical world.
Alleluia.
I'm looking down at it all now.
Milk.
As if I was one of the pines. I see myself from the stratosphere, a raw vessel in a wood-framed house on a mountain cloaked with freshly fallen snow. But it's quickly losing focus. That was life in my mountain nest. A grain of sand hurling through the cosmos. Life moved very slowly back there in the mountain. And still, it's all over too fast.
My world.
And the snow.
It looked particularly soft amidst the pine cones this year.
Around the Sun is written and directed by Brad Forenza. For full credits and more content, please visit aroundthesunpodcast.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, share, and subscribe today.
Coming up on Around the Sun.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
It's all just as I remember.
This will be our third season of original scripted content created for you!
It's tradition!
What have you been doing this whole time?
Brr, we're set in tundra this year.
Watch out for the icy patches!
I said I was sorry!
With human connections all in the same family.
Consider it a metaphor.
He always did love holidays on the
moon. But will the absence of a matriarch unite or divide?
I'm Francois Clemens.
I'm Robin Finaro.
I'm Judy Gold.
I'm Wilson Germain Heredia.
I'm Terry Hu.
I'm Katie McLean.
I'm Estelle Parsons.
I'm Jay Rodriguez.
I'm still Brad Forenza. Join us for season 3 of Around the Sun.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.